Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I told you about this story before because it really is quite something that a new study has raised fresh concerns about how social media algorithms may be shaping what users see online. Now, we already know how powerful these algorithms are, but according to this I24 news researcher, the links to me are just really, really odd because it seems to be that people engaging in health and fitness over time are being shown, they are being moved towards anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and extremist narratives. So what is this really about? To examine this complex intersection of technology, information systems, and real-time digital intelligence, we're joined by Bernard Moodler. So he is an American-Israeli computer scientist. He is the founder of Bernie News Network and somebody that we speak to well whenever we get the opportunity. Bernard, a very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us as always. What was your reaction to the study? What does it actually tell us?
Good morning, Howard. And I have to say my reaction was a complete lack of surprise. We've been seeing these sort of algorithmic issues, as Instagram and Meta puts it, growing and growing across multiple platforms, not just Instagram, where we're seeing a push for anti-Semitic content and anti-Israel content more and more.
So the algorithms are often trained themselves. Does it mean that this is a deliberate push or movement from people who are looking at this health and fitness content to anti-Semitic conspiracy theories? Or is it because a lot of people who might be interested in these areas are also interested in anti-Semitic material, and therefore the algorithm has been taught that the person who bought this might also buy that?
It's not totally clear, but the biggest problem is we're having users who are not at all interested in that type of content being led that way. In the actual research paper, there was one person into wellness and another into fitness, and they followed normal creators on the topic. They followed diet tips, gym motivation, you know, nothing political. And they just watched what the algorithm fed them, 45 minutes a day, 3 days. And in the first session, anti-Semitic content showed up. And the crazy part is it's not regular content. A majority of it, they found, was AI-generated content. Things like fake rabbis invented by a machine pushing anti-Semitic lies while pretending to be religious authorities. One of them even had over a million followers.
One of these AI creations.
Yeah, talking about elders, protocols of the elders of Zion, and things of that sort.
It's just absolutely bizarre. So the question, I guess, is, and something I'm interested to hear your thoughts on, is, how does content radicalization actually happen? Because studies like this suggest it's kind of a gradual pathway from neutral wellness to extreme ideological material. Can you walk us through how this kind of escalation typically happens inside the algorithm-driven platform?
There are many reasons why this can happen. I mean, there's advertisers and regulators. So a lot of the platforms get moved because of, first of all, tweaks within the system and the content being uploaded. You see content more and more into these platforms that influence the actual algorithms themselves. And by the way, it's not just Instagram. We see it across many. One of the well-known examples is Grok from X, which last July started pushing pro-Hitler content, praising Hitler at every opportunity that it could get, and pushing the old Jewish surname meme. And it ran for about 16 hours before they pulled it. We have Reddit, where you're seeing tons upon tons of content being pushed every day across all subreddit platforms, even things like art slash gluten free pushing anti-Semitic content. And all of these influence the greater whole. It's not trying to inform you, it's only trying to keep you watching, right? So it sees that people are watching this content and posting more about it, and as a result, it's sharing it more and more to a wider net.
So how does it? How do you fix this? Is it hard? Is it really? Is it as difficult as they say to fix?
Not really, if you know what you're doing. But don't forget, for a lot of platforms, it does come down to one thing, which is money. If they can keep you watching, keep you engaged, whatever that engagement may be, they get more money and more advertisements and more eyes at the end of the day. So some platforms are taking their time with fixing it. When I mentioned before Reddit, this is one of the biggest examples, in my opinion. The Free Press ran an investigation last October where they called it a digital ghetto, because the numbers are not subtle in there. You're seeing hundreds of times the words kill Jews come up, and Jewish moderators are being kicked off of the platform simply for being Jewish. And the Reddit platform itself did not really respond to their requests for action.
And would that be because they're getting those users? They're getting more and more people engaged in this, which obviously all translates to financial gain.
Well, there's more than that. I mean, there's that, and what the Free Press spoke about and what other watchdog groups have been speaking about is actual anti-Semitism within the organizations itself. So within the organization, let me find the study so I can actually tell you, they found that employees, that there were members of Reddit who were pushing anti-Semitic content themselves. For example, right here, there's a Reddit employee, as found by the Reddit watchdog group Anti-Semitism in Reddit, named Tiffany Katz, who's a senior client account executive who's been at Reddit since March of 2023 and has been promoting anti-Semitic and anti-Israel content. For example, she was calling the massacre on October 7th an example of, quote, active resistance working. And she was attacking the creation of Israel as no different than what the Nazis did to the Jews. So you're having two issues. You're having the actual algorithm issues, which is people pushing it and the content being shown, but you're also having issues at the core of these organizations. And a lot of them need to take a close look at the people they have and the content that they're pushing and be able to decide, is this really the right thing to be doing?
How is there a way to hold them accountable? I would imagine it's quite a difficult thing to prove. Obviously, these studies all are indicators, but how hard is it to hold these platforms accountable?
It's really very difficult. Look, when you're using the platform's own tools, by the way, to actually try and surface these things to the organization, you get no response. The ADL, for example, flagged 235 hateful posts to Instagram, and the company removed 8 of them. There is no real mechanism in place to be able to do it, and organizations are trying, and you have groups like the ADL doing it, and you have the Free Press, and you have this study that was done trying to prove it and show it on the surface, but it's proving to be more and more difficult all the time.
I guess then that what that really means is educating users and making sure that not only, we don't just talk about that, but we educate people around us, which is what these conversations are doing, hopefully, and making people aware of it. Bernard Midler, thank you for your insights. What this conversation definitely highlights is that information consumed is curated, and we need to be very, very acutely aware of that.